This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iran today is hosting a meeting of interior ministers from Iraq and its neighbors. They are discussing strategies for improving security inside Iraq with an envoy from Iraq's interim government. On the eve of the meeting, Iran followed Jordan and Egypt in offering to train and equip Iraq's police and border guards. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Tehran and reports on how Iranians view the situation in Iraq.
At Friday prayers last week, a military brass band performed patriotic marches in a stadium packed with sailors and soldiers. It was part of a holiday honoring the Iranian Navy. During a lengthy sermon, Ayatollah Ahmed Jannati, the head of the powerful Guardians Council, congratulated Iranian sailors for their part in the long war against Saddam Hussein's Iraq in the 1980s. Moments later, the hardline cleric denounced the U.S. occupation of Iraq. The Americans should be ashamed, he said. They claim to fight for democracy in Iraq, but then their soldiers gunned down wounded men inside mosques. The crowd then chanted revolutionary Iran's most famous slogan, Death to America. The U.S. occupation of Iraq has been a mixed blessing for the Iranian regime. Its most bitter enemy, Saddam, has been replaced by the military of the United States, which is still officially referred to here as the Great Satan. Nearly 18 months after Saddam's overthrow, the U.S. and its allies in the Iraqi interim government continue to accuse Iran of allowing weapons and fighters to slip across the border into Iraq. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hamid Reza Asafi denies these charges.
U.S. officials accuse Iran of meddling because they themselves are incapable of stabilizing Iraq.
Karim Sajidpour, an analyst at the International Crisis Group, says the Iranian regime has benefited from America's bloody experience across the Iraqi border.
I think absolutely. They're very happy to see the Americans humbled in Iraq. And they're very happy because they feel also at this point that the Americans need them more than they need the Americans to help stabilize the situation in Iraq, and not to mention Afghanistan.
This month, as U.S. troops swept into Fallujah, hardline supporters of Iran's theocracy volunteered to carry out suicide missions against American troops in Iraq. Among the volunteers was Mohammad Ramazanlu, a member of the Basij militia whose father died fighting the Iraqis in 1987.
Whenever our leader orders, we'll all go to Iraq to protect the oppressed people of Iraq, and it doesn't make any difference to us if they're Iraqi or we are Iranians.
The images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib have hurt America's reputation here, even among those Iranians most alienated by their own government's dictatorial tactics. Ibrahim Yazdi is an opposition leader.
When people in Iran, they witness what happened to the prison Abu Ghraib or what is happening to Fallujah, then that image is extremely has been negative.
In the immediate aftermath of Saddam's fall, relations between Iraq's long-persecuted Shiite Muslims and their Iranian co-religionists blossomed. Hundreds of thousands of Iranian pilgrims flocked to the holy Shiite shrines in Iraq, but due to the growing turmoil there, the Iranian government prohibited these pilgrimages. Some observers believe Iraq's Shiite clerical establishment could one day challenge the authority of Iran's own religious hierarchy in the holy city of Qom. The website of Iraq's most senior Shiite cleric, the Iranian-born Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, is run by a team of programmers from this office in Qom. Iranian Grand Ayatollah Yusuf Sane was a student and follower of Iran's revolutionary leader Ayatollah Khomeini. Now he's a critic of the Tehran regime and says he wants to move to Iraq. We had more freedom of speech and thought when Khomeini was alive, he says. I want to move to the Iraqi holy city of Najaf and spend my dying days studying and teaching there. Some Iranian officials may enjoy seeing their American adversary humbled in Iraq, but Iran also says it cannot afford a full-blown civil war breaking out on its western border. And this week, Tehran offered to work with the U.S.-backed government in Baghdad to help train and equip Iraqi security forces. Some foreign and Iranian observers believe that despite their mutual animosity, Washington and Tehran may find themselves working towards the same goal in Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.